This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Luis Castillo was outstanding on the mound Saturday night as the Reds beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3. Cincinnati has now beaten St. Louis six games in a row, the first time they have done that since 2003. Castillo pitched seven innings of four-hit baseball, allowing just an unearned run. Brad Brock gave up two runs in the eighth. Jesse Winker had a big two-out, two-RBI double in the second inning for Cincinnati. Joey Votto hit his 13th home run of the season in the fifth. And then Jesse Winker did it again, blasting his 20th home run in the seventh inning. And Shogo Akiyama may have made the play of the year in the seventh when he took extra bases away from Dylan Carlson. Highlights in a bit, but first some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. 5-3, Reds over the Cardinals, and Cowboy, they do it for the second consecutive night with a full team win. Defensively, Shogo Akiyama, you said it at the time, maybe the play of the year. That saved a run of the time, seemed to really kind of give the Reds a boost because the next inning, two batters in, Jesse Winker belting a two-run home run. Just a real complete win for the Reds today.
Yeah, I thought that the momentum was in the Reds' dugout the entirety of the ball game. Even when Brock struggled a little bit, I still think the momentum was sitting in the first base dugout. I look at, and you and I talked about this before the ball game began, about the effectiveness of Luis Castillo. Boy, what a performance. I mean, just spectacular. Everything that he was doing here tonight, this might have been one of his better performances, might have been the best one that he's had this year, because his intensity was there, his execution was there, and he really set the tone early.
Yeah, I was going to say, it almost felt like he was the reason that this team had the momentum, just by what he was doing early. And we talk about it sometimes with Tyler Mahle when he's at his best, how he gets better as the game goes. It really felt like that with Castillo tonight. Maybe running out of gas there at the very end, but as this game went, he just seemed to keep getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, I thought he threw the ball awfully well, and he got some great defense there at the end, especially that play by Shogo Akiyama. And I about lost my mind, but I'm going to tell you, from where he had to go to get to that baseball, because I thought the ball was out when Carlson hit it, and was able to get to the wall and leap into the air and slam into the wall, that's no easy play. That takes some gumption to be able to make a play like that, and he showed up big.
Reds win it 5-3, and now they can go for another series sweep against the Cardinals tomorrow afternoon. Get back to you.
Now to the highlights. After a scoreless top of the first, it really looked like the Reds would get on the board in the bottom of the inning. They loaded the bases with one out off Jake Woodford, but Eugenio Suarez flew out to center, and Kyle Farmer popped up to end the inning. In the inning, however, Jonathan India led off with a walk. The sixth straight game, he reached base leading off the first inning. The last Red to do that was Pokey Reese way back in 2000. St. Louis did score in the top of the second. Tyler O'Neill started things by reaching on a Suarez error. O'Neill was forced at second base, but an India throwing error allowed Paul DeJong to reach second base. After a walk to Tommy Edman, Harrison Bader got the run home.
Castillo turns it loose, and there's a ground ball past the shortstop Farmer. He can't get it with a dive. It's into left. Winker up throwing, and the throw to the plate's off the mark. The run will score. And the Cardinals strike first. It's 1-0. Harrison Bader strikes again. His 21st RBI of the year puts the Cardinals on top here in the second.
With one out in the bottom of the second, Shogo Akiyama reached on an infield single to shortstop, and he only reached because of his hustle right out of the batter's box. Then with two down, India singled to left, and then it was Jesse Winker's turn.
0-1 on Winker. Two on, two out. 1-0 Cardinals in the second. The pitch. And Winker lines one to the alley in left center field. Nobody's going to get it. That is down and to the wall.
Akiyama scores. Here comes India right behind him to score, and it's a two-run double for Jesse Winker, and the Reds are on top, 2-1.
How about that two-out rally?
And it all was triggered by the hustle of Shogo Akiyama on what appeared to be a routine ground out to short.
The Cardinals had a real chance to score in the top of the fourth. With one out, Castillo gave up back-to-back hits. He then struck out Harrison Bader for the second out. He intentionally walked Andrew Kisner to get the pitcher, Jake Woodford.
Castillo is ready. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball up and in. Down on strikes, Woodford. Castillo has five of them so far through the first four innings. The Cardinals leave the bases loaded in the fourth.
The Reds added to their lead when Joey Votto led off the bottom of the fifth.
Reds are on top 2-1 as Joey Votto bats leading off the bottom of the fifth inning, and he swings and sends one high, deep to left. It's gone! I don't even know that Votto thought he got that out of here, but it just kept carrying. Mentioned earlier that the wind is blowing out that way. Might have held it up just enough for it to carry over the left field wall. And Votto, with his 13th home run of the year, stretches the lead to 3-1.
Castillo retired the Cards in order in both the fifth and the sixth innings. He pitched another scoreless inning in the seventh, but this time he got some big-time help from his defense. Harrison Bader led off the inning.
Ground ball up the middle. Farmer's going to have to hurry here. Oh, what a play by Kyle Farmer. I'm going to tell you what. That is a big-time shortstop play, especially with a speedy Bader on the move. One down.
I think he smiles inside every time he makes a play like that, thinking about how the Dodgers told him he could never be a big league shortstop.
Castillo then walked Kisner and struck out Matt Carpenter. So a runner on first with two outs and Dylan Carlson at the plate, and the Red center fielder robbed him.
Two down in the inning, the 1-1 pitch. Fly ball, deep right center field. It's hit a ton. On the way is Akiyama. He jumps. He got it. Oh, my goodness. Shogo Akiyama. What a catch. Oh, my. That might be the play of the year. Man, I thought that baby was out of here. And Shogo Akiyama, let's call him Spider-Man.
Castillo was finished after seven innings pitched, four hits, one run. It was unearned, three walks, nine strikeouts, 107 pitches, 68 four strikes. Cincinnati got some much-needed insurance runs in the bottom of the seventh. Jonathan India singled to begin the inning. That brought Jesse Winker to the plate.
And he hits this one a ton. High, deep, gone. It's out of right field. 5-1 Reds. Oh, Jesse. Well, I guess it's safe to say that Jesse Winker is back. My goodness.
Wow, is he locked in right now. I mean, he is just hitting everything right on the screws.
Those runs were very important because Brad Brock came on to pitch the eighth and he ran into trouble. He gave up a double to begin the inning and then he had to face Nolan Arenado.
This pitch is well hit. This is deep to right. Naquin again going back, and he won't have a play on this. It's going to bounce and go over the wall for a ground rule double. And the Cardinals will tack on another run. It'll make it 5-2 Reds as Arenado and Goldschmidt have back-to-back doubles leading off this eighth inning.
Then after a fly ball that moved Arenado to third base, Paul DeJong made it 5-3.
The 1-1. And there's a little flare into short left center field. That falls for a hit. Arenado will walk home from third. And it is 5-3 Reds. Cardinals have scored two in this eighth inning.
Bader then lined out, but Brock walked Kisner to load the bases. That was it for Brock. Sean Doolittle came on, and he had to face Jose Rondon.
Well, you got runners moving everywhere here. Big pitch.
Merry-go-round on the move, the 3-2. Swing and a high, lazy pop-up behind short. Farmer is out under it. He's got it, and the inning is over. The Cardinals leave them loaded. They get two, but the Reds still lead it.
Heath Embry came on to pitch the bottom of the ninth. He got a pop-up to the catcher. He got a fly ball to center field, And then he ended it against Nolan Arenado.
The pitch. And a swing and a fly to right. There is Naquin. Back a couple of steps. He's got it, and that's it. Reds win it 5-3 over the Cardinals, taking the first two games of this series. And the Reds have now won six straight overall against St. Louis.
Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 5 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors, 7 left on base. St. Louis, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They strand at 9. Castillo, the winner, 4-10. Woodford, the loser, 2-2. Hembree picks up his 8th save of the season. Home runs in the game. Votto hit number 13. Winker hit number 20. 2 hours and 55 minutes. 33,489 on hand at Great American Ballpark. And with the win, the Reds improve now to 51-47. Time to hear from one of the stars of this game, Jesse Winker.
You know, the way Luis was pitching, you were able to give him not only the early run for the lead, but also some insurance late. Just how important was that contribution?
When Luis on the mound, I feel like we just have to get him one run, you know, and he's going to go do his thing. Guys were getting on in front of me all night again. You know, Shogo beating out the single and then John getting the hit. It just gave me an opportunity to drive those guys in the first time. And then John got out again in front of me. And, I said this the other day. I feel like every time I walk up to the plate, Jonathan India's on base. And I'm walking up to the plate 4 or 5 times a night. And he's getting on base 4 or 5 times a night, it feels like. So it's just try to put the ball in the gap and let him run, man, because on top of that, he's a hell of a base runner and he's fast. So, it's always nice to get Louis some runs early. But like I said, I feel like we only have to get him one. And we every time he takes the mound, we feel like we're going
to
win.
I know it's nice to get a win against anyone, but is there a little extra juice to beating the Cardinals 6 straight times? Does it feel any different?
I don't think it feels any different. You know, they're a good team. We know every time we face them, it's going to be a fight. But really, anytime you play anybody in your division, it's going to be a fight, and we know that. It was nice to get those two wins today, for sure. So anytime you can win a baseball game, that's what this is about, really against anybody, especially in the second half, and especially when – you know, you're pushing for a playoff spot. So wins, you cherish every win you get in this league, and you do whatever you can to help.
The wrap-up of the Reds and Cardinals series is Sunday afternoon as Sonny Gray goes to the mound looking for his 3rd win of the season. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 12:40. First pitch is scheduled for 1:10. And once again, the final score on Saturday night at Great American Ballpark, the Reds 5 and the Cardinals 3. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.